ശ്രീരാമതമശ്രവസ്തമം ജ്യേഷ ബ്രഹ്മണസ്പത ആനഷ്ടം വന്നോതിഭിസ്സേദസാദനം ശ്രീമഹാഗണാധിപതയേ നമഃ. ഓം നമഃ പാണിനി കാത്യായന പതഞ്ജലിഭ്യഃ. ശബ്ദവിദ്യാ സമ്പ്രദായ കർത്തൃഭ്യഃ പരമഋഷിഭ്യഃ നമോ മഹദ്ഭ്യോ നമോ ഗുരുഭ്യഃ. ഷഷ്ഠി പദച്ഛേദം കൊണ്ട് ഏച്ഛ അയവായാവഹ. ഏച്ഛ മീൻസ് ദറ്റ് ഈസ് ദി ഷഷ്ഠി. ദെർഫോർ ഷഷ്ഠി സ്ഥാനേ യോഗ, that paribhasha applies. Therefore you get the meaning echaha sthane. Then there is the sutram iko yamachi. From that sutra achi comes here. In fact from the number you can appreciate how the achi came here. Iko yamachi sutra number is 6174 and this is 6175. Okay, 6174 is equal to Achi, and that Achi comes into the lower sutras. Okay, it's okay. 74 75 or 77 78, they are the sutras are one after the other. So from the above sutra certain words come into the lower sutras, you can appreciate that way. Therefore achi comes here. Achi means saptami, therefore achi pare. Like you call an achi, achi pare, when achi is following immediately. So you have a very interesting situation. If it is there, achi is following, yan will come. If achi is there, achi is following, then ayavayavah, they come. Ayavayavah is a dvandva samasa. Ay, ay, av, av. If you do samasa, it becomes ayavayavah. So ay, av, ay, av. Ay, av, ay, av. All the four are combined. Therefore, h are also four. A, O, I, O. A, O, I, O. So for, when there are four of these, A, O, I, O, any one of them is followed by Ach, any vowel, then the four will come. I, O, I, O. These four will come. So, Sthani and Adesha. Here Sthani is H, the one which is there to begin with. That is Sthani. A, O, I, Au. They are the four Sthanis. And in the place of the four Sthanis, the Sutrakara, he mandates four Adeshas. I, Av, I, Av. So, the Sthanis are four, Adeshas are four. Therefore, the first one, to second one, that respectively, that is coming as a Paribhasha Sutram next. So he will clarify that. Therefore, when A, O, I, Au are immediately followed by Ach, so you will get I, Au, I, Av. That is the Sutra. Okay? You may now say, Echo, Yala, Yavaha. In fact, Samhitayam comes into this. You see, Samhitayam, it is always there. When you pronounce them continuously, contiguous, they say, you know, contiguous states of America like that. So when you pronounce them continuously, without break, then Sandhi becomes relevant. So, Vritti, Echaha, Kramat, I, Av, Ete Surachi, Echaha, in the place of H, Achi, as such follows, I, Kramat, respectively, I, Av, Ete, these, Shuhu, come. So these four will replace the H, the four of the H, one for the one, respectively, when Ach is following. Now, how can you say respectively? How do you know that it is respectively? Therefore, Panini has a Paribhasha Sutram for it. This is called Vidhi Sutra, because here, Ayavayavaha, these four are being mandated. It is a Vidhi Sutra. But to interpret the Vidhi Sutra, you need certain general rules, which are called Paribhashas. Therefore, the respectively, the principle of respectively, Kramat, that is there as a sutra by the Sutrakara. So that sutra is coming now. Yathasankhya manudesha samanam. So it's a very simple sutram. Yathasankhyam anudesha samanam. Samanam means to those which are equal. Equal means what? Equality in what? Samasankhya kanam. So when the sankhya, the yathasankhyam is there, you know. The sankhya means the count. As far as the count is concerned, they are equal. For example, Echaha, H, they are four. Ayavayavaha, these are also four. Therefore, they satisfy the description, samanam. Then, when that is happening, anudeshaha means, so, anudeshaha means the mandate. In the case of Echoyavayavaha, the mandate is adesha. Anudesha is mandate, vidhi. In here, it is adesha. It could be agama, it could be anything. So, any kind of karya it could be. That karya, that vyakarana karyam, they say, the mandate, the grammatical mandate, it happens. Anudesha, it happens. How it happens? Yatha asankhyam. When you have two groups of equal number, samanam, then yatha asankhyam. Sankhyam anatikramya yatha asankhyam. The sequence is not violated. Anatikramya. That is the yatha asankhyam. So, H are four, and Ayavayavaha, they are four, and so the first one will be replaced by the first one, that Sankhya is maintained. The second one to be replaced by the second, third by the third, fourth by the fourth. This is called Yathasankhyam. The Sankhyam Anatikramya, Yathadharmam means Dharmam Anatikramya. You don't violate Dharma, Yathavidhi, you know, Yathavidhi. Yathavidhi means Vidhim Anatikramya. You don't violate vidhi. Yatha kalam means kalam anatikramya. That is the samasa. So you don't violate or transgress kala. That is yatha kalam. Yatha desham. You don't transgress or violate the space. So yatha sankhyam means suppose the first one is replaced by the second one. Or third one is replaced by the first one. Then the adesha is done in violation of the sankhya. That should not happen. So yatha asankhya manudesha samanam. Now Paribhasha Sutram it is, you may say, samasambandhi vidhihi yatha asankhyam syat. Samasambandhi, belonging to the same number, vidhihi mandate. Yeah, it is a mandate belonging to the same number. Like Echoyavayavaha, it is a mandate, adesha. This adesha is connected to the same number, four sthanis and four adeshas. That is the samasambandhi vidhihi. Yathasankhyam syat. It happens without violating the sequence. That means respectively ityarthah. So we establish our situation like that. Now the examples he is giving, you see, You see, Hari is called stem, Pratipadika. This is Shabdadhikara, how Shabdas are created. That will come later, much later. But here, the example is given from that situation. So, Hari is the Pratipadika. Then, Chaturthi Ekavachana Pratyayam. The Pratyayam is Nge, Kakhagaghanga is there, E, Nge. In that Nge, Nakara is its sojna, it will go away, and A will remain. That it is called Nit, Nakara its sojna. It has its own relevance, you will understand all that when you study Shabdadhikara. But, so here only this much, Hari plus Nge, then Nakara will go away. Hari plus A, that is the situation. In this situation, so Echaha Kramat, now Hari plus A, then a Guna will come, but E becomes A, that you will understand in Shabdadhikara, how E becomes A. So when E becomes A, now you have Hare plus A, Hare, that H it is, followed by A, which is Ach. So H is there and following is the Ach. And therefore, H-O-Y-A-V-A-V-A will apply. In the place of A, I will come. If it is O, Av will come. If it is I, for Av, Av. That is the sequence. Therefore, here you have A, Hare plus A. So that first A is now replaced by I. So Haraye A, Haraye, that is the example. I will write it for your advantage. Shall I write on the board? Is it necessary? You got it. Okay. Haraye. Then Vishnu is there. Vishnu is the Pratipadika. Chaturthi Ekavachanam. Vishnu plus Ne. Then Nakara will go, Vishnu plus A, then Guna comes. Guna, for you, Guna is O. You will see it later. Vishnu plus A. So Vishnu, O is H, followed by Ach. A is Ach. Therefore, H-O-Y-A-V-H will apply. Then O means Av will come. Second one to second one. Av. So Vishnav A. Vishnav A. Okay, then there is a verb, ni, that is the verb. And in a particular procedure, aka pratyaya will come. Okay, and e becomes guna nai. Nai plus akaha, up to that you come. In the Shabdadhikara you will know it. Nai plus akaha, then this H-O-Y-A-V-H applies. Nai, I is there, followed by Akaha, I is Ach. Therefore, in the place of I, you will get I. Nai plus Akaha, Nayakaha. Then, Papan, so there is a Dhatu, which is Anaka Pratyaya comes. So it is Pau plus Akaha. Pau plus Akaha. Those details you will see later. Just Sandhi only now. Here, this is Sanhita. You cannot avoid Sandhi now. Sandhi is a must in all these examples. That's why such examples are given. So, Pau plus Akaha, that Au is there, followed by Ach. And therefore, in the place of Au, you will get Av. Pavakaha. These are the four examples. Okay? Now you may say, യഥാസംഖ്യമനുദേശസമാനാം സ്യാത് ഹരയേ വിഷ്ണവേ നായകഃ പാവകഃ. ഓക്കെ, ദെൻ നെക്സ്റ്റ് സൂത്ര വാന്തോ യി പ്രത്യയേ. സീ ഇൻ എ സൂത്ര when there are two words in the same vibhakti, then one of them becomes adjective to the other. Like for example, Ramaha Dasharathihi is there generally. He Here Dasyarathi is the adjective, Ramaha is the original word, Visheshana, Visheshya. Suppose Rama, the word is in Shashti Vibhakti, then Dasyarathi also should be in the Shashti. Ramasya Dasyarathehe, like that you should say Ramasya Shashti, Visheshana, Visheshya, and Dasyarathehe, Visheshana. Like that you understand this much, right? You see this all the time. So for example, Agajanana Padmarkam Gajanana Maharnisham Anekadantam Bhattara Anekadantam Upasmahe, you say. So Gajananam Upasmahe, Gajananam is the Visheshya. Agajanana Padmarkam is Visheshana. Like that every word is a Visheshana. Now in Sutra, in Palini Sutram, there is one Visheshana and one Visheshya, suppose. That kind of a situation. Then there is a Paribhasha by Panini. The Paribhasha is Yena Vidhistadantasya. It has not yet come to you. You just understand as of now, you will know it further, but you need it now. Yena Vidhistadantasya. That is the Sutra. So, when a Vidhi, a mandate is there in the Sutra, and you are using Visheshana, keeping a Visheshya there, Visheshana is used, then you always take it as anta, tadanta, ending with that, like that. For example, kruttadhita samasascha, there is a sutra. So there pratipadika saujna is being defined. Arthavadadhatura pratyaya pratipadikam kruttadhita samasascha, like that sutra is there. What is pratipadika? So krut is pratipadika, that is how it comes there. Krut pratipadikam. Krit is a pratyaya. How pratyaya becomes pratipadika? Therefore this is there. Whenever there is a visheshana, you have to take it as anta. Therefore krit doesn't mean just krit by this paribhasha. Krit means kridanta. Kridanta is pratipadika. The stem ending with krit is called pratipadika. Taddhita is there. Taddhita doesn't mean just taddhita. Taddhita is the pratyayam. It is a suffix. Suffix how it can be the stem. So any group of syllables ending with this suffix taddhita, it becomes a pratipadika, the stem word. So taddhitanta is the pratipadika. So you see, instead of saying kridanta, taddhitanta, samasascha, he has said krit. Taddhita samasascha. Samasa is not the example here. Samasa is different. Therefore, you see, instead of saying all the time anta word, he will drop the word anta and made a general rule. Wherever there is visheshana, you take it anta. This is the scheme. So, he will have thousands of sutras in which visheshana and visheshya will be there. And in all those places, the word anta can be nicely avoided. He just tells without anta and puts it as an adjective. And now it is understood as tadanta, that coming as an end. That is the paribhasha. Yena vidhihi tadantasya. So one example I gave you, I wish I have some more examples to give. Therefore, whenever there is an adjective, that adjective means ending with that adjective, not just that and that only, ending with that. Krut doesn't mean just krut, kridanta. Taddhita doesn't mean just taddhita, taddhitanta, ending with taddhita. Like that, I wish I have some other example. Anyway, so that is a general rule. You understood the rule. When it comes in a particular sutra, I will explain to you. Suppose Visheshana is in Prathama Vibhakti, Visheshya is also in Prathama Vibhakti, then Anta will come. Visheshana becomes Anta. In Dvitiya Vibhakti, both of them are in Dvitiya Vibhakti, then also Anta will come. That Visheshana you take and add Anta to that. In Tritiya Vibhakti also you take Visheshana and add Anta. In Chaturthi Vibhakti also you take Visheshana and add Anta. Panchami Vibhakti also same, Visheshana add Anta. Shashti Vibhakti also same, Visheshana add Anta. that there is one exception to this general rule. That exception is Saptami Vibhakti is the exception. First I told you general rule, now I am telling exception. Because here in this sutra, Vanto Yi Pratyaye, you look at the sutra. Vanto Yi Pratyaye, Vantaha Yi Pratyaye. Here what is the Visheshya? Pratyaye is the Visheshya, Saptamayaka Vachanam. What is the Visheshana? Yi. Yi is Saptamayaka Vachanam. Yi is Saptamayaka Vachanam. So, Yi is the Visheshana, Pratyaye is the Visheshya. The qualified is Pratyaye. The qualifying word is Yi. Both are in the same Saptami case, seventh case, Ekavachanam. Now, normally, yena vidhistadantasya, if that has to apply, then what reply, what meaning you should get? Yanta pratyaya. The pratyaya ending in yakara. That way it should come. But I told you in Saptami Vibhakti there is an exception. That too, the exception is only for those words which mean a single syllable. So, the general rule is yasmin vidhistadantasya. The exception to that rule is, general rule is yena vidhistadantasya. The exception to that rule is yasmin vidhistadada valgrahane. These two rules I will write here just for your understanding. We are bringing these sutras in this context a little early. They come later, but now you need it. So I will explain to you one more time. The general rule is yena vidhistadantasya. Wherever you have visheshana, means adjective, you add the word anta to that and take it as ending with that. Ending with that adjective. Not just that adjective alone. Ending with that adjective. That way you take. Okay? That is the general rule. But if the Visheshana and Visheshya both are in Saptami Vibhakti, they will be always in same Vibhakti. They cannot be in different Vibhaktis. That is obvious. If the Visheshana is in the Saptami Vibhakti, and that too, that Visheshana is only one syllable, Algrahane. Al, you know, Tadadau, Algrahane. Already Vachovayavaha is there. Av has come there. So, Al means Varnam, syllable. I will not look till the end. Therefore, it must be Saptami Vibhakti, referring to a single syllable. In that case, it is not Anta, it is Adi, Tadadau, not Tadantasya, Tadadau, Algrahane. This is the exception. Not every Saptami Vibhakti. If it is more than one syllable, then it won't apply. Then also Anta only. It must be Saptami Vibhakti, and also a single syllable case. In that situation only you will have Adi. Okay? This is the general rule. Now you look at the sutra, Vanto Yi Pratyaye. So Pratyaye is the Visheshyam, the qualified word. And the qualifying word is Yi, that is Saptami Vibhakti. And Yakara is one syllable, Yi. Therefore Adi will come. Therefore, Yadav. That is the scheme. Okay? Now, into this sutram, there are a few anuvrittis will come. So vantaha is there, another word you have to understand. Vantaha, vantaha means vakara anta, having vakara at the end. Where, what is the number? Yachoyavayavaha is 6175, this is 6176. Therefore the same topic. The adeshas are four. Ayavayavaha, four adeshas. In these four adeshas, two adeshas are ending with ya and two are ending with va. So he is referring to that ending with va, vantaha. So yathasankhya is there. Therefore whenever vanta situation is there, that means vanta will come when o and au. So o and au, only in such situations vanta situation is there. So when o and au are there, you have to take only these two, because vanta, yanta we are not, yakara we are not concerned. So when there is a word o, and then it is followed by what? Yakarado pratyaye. The pratyaya beginning with yakara, that follows. O followed by a pratyaya, a suffix beginning with yakara. In such situation, that vanta will come. Vanto yi pratyaye. I will give you example. So goya is there. This ya is a ye. Go you, we say ya because for pravucharanartham akara is added. So go you is there. When you have go ya, you, akara will come separately. So go ya is there. In this ye is a pratyaya. It is a one syllable and yakaradi pratyayam. That is the adi, that is everything. Okay? So go ya, it is ya, ya, you take entire ya, yakara adi pratyaya. It is now go ya, if you take the echoyava yavaha sutram alone, then it won't apply because achi is not followed, you know. There is no achi here. So that vakara adesha, vanta adesha, that means av and av adeshas, they do not come if there is no achi, based on echoyava yavaha sutram. But here he wants them. Therefore, not only when ach is following they come, but also when yakaradi pratyaya is following, then also they come. He has to make a separate sutra for it, because echoyavayavaha won't make that possible. That is the significance of that sutra. You see, you should understand a few things. What is the spirit of the sutra? What is it that is mandated? And what is the occasion in which the mandate applies? All that one has to appreciate thoroughly. Suppose yakaradi pratyaya yachoyavayavaha is not applicable there, and he wants that vakaranta, that av and av, that vanta adeshas he wants there, and therefore makes a separate sutram. So that is the spirit. Now you may say vanto yi pratyaye, yakaradau pratyaye pare, ओदौतोः अव आव एतौ स्तः यकारादौ, बिगिनिंग विथ यकार, प्रत्यये ए सफिक्स, परे एज इट फॉलोस. नाउ व्हाट इज द मीनिंग ऑफ दी ऑल द थ्री वर्ड्स पुट टुगेदर? यू मे से यकारादौ प्रत्यये परे, as a suffix beginning with ya follows immediately. That is the meaning of it. Okay? Akaradau pratyaye pare. O dautoho. For okara and aukara. You see, for okara, he uses takara there. To say okara, he says oth. And to say aukara, he says out, that by adding t, he fixes the syllable. There is a sutra for that is coming later. You just wait for that sutra. For the present, you take it like that. Oath means okara. Out means aukara. So this okara, why only okara and aukara? Why not ekara and aikara? Because we are talking of vantas. Vantas are only two, and therefore only two will come. Therefore, in the place of okara and aukara, it's artha. Okay? You say that. Odautoho. In the place of okara and aukara, au av. Etau. These two adeshas, staha, they come respectively. That respectively applies. Yathasam samanadesha samana. Because two are these and two are those, so two for two, one for the one, like that. That is the sutra. You followed it? You say again, yakaradau pratyaye pare, odau toho, au av. Yakaradau pratyaye pare, as the suffix beginning with ya follows immediately odautoho. In the place of o and au, au av etaustaha. So these adeshas, au and av, come respectively. Okay? Gavyam. So the word is go. Go payasor yat. That like that there is a sutra. Just you listen to it and how that ya came I am telling. That yakara prachaya, how it came I am saying. Go payasor yat sutra is there. It will come later. So go ya. Go ya. Ya came. What is this ya? Ya is a pratyaya suffix. Beginning with yakara. Yu plus a, you know. So beginning with yakara. Therefore yakaradi pratyaya is following immediately o. And therefore in the place of o, you will get av. Yojo ayavayavaha won't give that av. Therefore separate sutra. So in the, remove o and put av there. So gavya, gavya. That is the stem. And you cannot use a stem. You have to make it into a word and use it. Therefore sup will come. So gavyam, the milk of a cow, ichartha. That is the meaning of it. Okay? Then nau is there. Nau means a boat. When a particular water body, you can cross it using a boat, then we say this can be crossed with a boat. Like that we say. Suppose ocean is there. You cannot cross ocean with a boat. But a river is there. You can cross the river with a boat. Therefore we say, so this river can be crossed by a boat facility is there. That is the context. In that context, the word nau, which means a nauka, which means a ship, naval came from nau only. So which means a ship, it gets the pratyaya ya. Nau ya. Nau vayo dharma, etc. For dharma also yaprachaya is there, dharmya. That yaprachaya is there. Like that yaprachaya comes. So now plus ya. Now this ya is a pratyaya beginning with yakara. Ya plus a. Therefore yakara adi pratyaya. And it is following immediately av. And therefore vanto yaprachaya will apply and you will get av. So av you remove and put av there. So you will get navya. And make it, the napunskalingam it is, make it the prathamayakavachanam as a word. Navyam. So gavyam, navyam, these are the two examples. Okay? Next sutra. Adhvaparimanecha. It is the same topic. Adhengunaha, before that, Adhva Parimanecha is also there. Adhva Parimanecha. You see, again, once again, it is about vanta only. Av and av situation only. Adhva means path. Parimana means measure. When you are measuring the path, saying that this is 1 mile, 2 miles, like that. If that is the context, in that context, O is followed by a word beginning with ya, yakaradi word, any word. O is followed by that. Then echoyavayavaha won't apply. Even vantoli pratyaya won't apply, because it may not be pratyaya, it may be a word. It may not be suffix, it may be a word. So vantoli pratyaya also won't work. That kind of an example is there. The example is, go is the word, yuti is another word, go yuti. And now you combine these two to make a word which gives a measure of the distance. A distance which can be covered by a cow in a particular time, like that. Go plus UT means 2 miles. That is the distance. So this is the measure of the distance. And the O is there. And UT is not a pratyayam. It is yakara adi to hai, but pratyaya to nahi hai. It is yakara adi, but not a pratyaya. Therefore, vantoi pratyaya doesn't apply. Therefore, he made a separate sutra to have that word taken into account. Therefore, go yuti, the combined word means the distance of a particular distance, measure of a particular distance, adhva parimana. And therefore, avya will come. In the place of o, avya will come. It becomes gavyutihi. It means 2 miles. Okay? Adhva parimane cha. There is no vritti. Vritti you have to understand, because it is so obvious. I will tell you how. Adhva parimane cha. In the context of measuring a distance also, odautoho au av etaustaha. O and in the place of o and au, au and av come respectively. That is how you have to make up a sentence there. Gavyutihi. So go plus yutihi, it is, now it became gavyutihi, avadesha. These are 4 adeshas. In the place of a, ayi comes, it is called ayadesha. Ayi adesha, ayadesha. Ayadesha, avadesha, avadesha. We talk like that. We should become familiar with the nomenclature. Here gavyutihi, it is called avadesha. Avu came as an adesha in the place of o. Ayadesha, haraye, ayadesha. Vishnave, avadesha. Nayakaha, ayadesha. Pavakaha, avadesha. Like that, avadesha it is. Gavyutihi, avadesha has come. Okay, that finishes this avu, av, etc. This echoyavayavaha context is concluded. 3 sutras. Now we are coming to a saujnya sutram. So the word guna is there. Guna in the normal Sanskrit, it means a few things. A quality is one meaning. And satrajastamo guna is a technical name given to a mode of the mind. Satrajastamo guna, another meaning. But in vyakaranam, it has a very special meaning. It doesn't mean any of these things. So he uses the word guna to mean a particular set of syllables. Therefore, he is defining it. Aden gunaha. You see, at en gunaha. At. You see that th he added. By adding th, he fixes the syllable. How he fixes next sutra will tell you. Just you wait for a little, it will come. Yeah, taparastat kalasya. At fixes. And en means a-o. Even that three is there, that is followed, that is that comes after A, and therefore it fixes A. And it is coming before A and O, N. It fixes A and O also. Akara, Ekara, Okara. These 3 sounds are called guna. Any one of them is named guna. Suppose you see A anywhere, it is guna. A is guna. O is guna. suppose in that example Hari plus A, Haraye, that E becomes Guna. I told you that Hare plus A, that is Guna. Vishnu plus A, that is Guna. O is Guna. So A, E, A, A, O, these three are called Guna. In Telugu we byhearted a sutram. A, E, O, Lu, Gunam, Guna, Badu. These three are called Guna. Chennai Suri is Telugu Vyakarna. So he adopted from Sanskrit only. So these three are called Guna. That is the name given to it. Ad, At, Encha, Gunasam, Nyasyat, At, Akara, Encha, Ekara, And Okara, Gunasam, Nyasyat, gains the name Guna. What is this Tha? All the time it is coming. Like Oath out, in the Vritti it came. Adem Gunaha At, that Tha is coming. What is the meaning of this Tha? Why you put it? What does it mean? So he is giving a Paribhasha Sutram, an important Paribhasha Sutram, Saunjna Sutram, important Saunjna. Wherever Tha comes, its meaning is to be understood this way, a general rule. You may say that taparastatkalasya. See, this sutra is an apavada sutra, exception. There are two kinds of sutras, utsarga sutra and apavada sutra. Utsarga means general rule, apavada means an exception to the general rule. So I will write the sutras just for your understanding.
This is known to you. This is the present sutra, taparastatkalasya.
You see, the situation is like this. Anna udit, anna uditcha savarnasya saujnyasyat, we have seen. Anna means I will not look atra anna parevana karena. I will not look along ayoch hayavatatalan. So suppose you say a. It is the name or saujnya for 18 varieties of akara. You have seen a ityashtadashanam saujnya. So it includes 6 varieties of hraswa, or 6 of dirgha and 6 of pluta. What is the difference between hraswa, dirgha and pluta? The difference is kala. Ukalo jhraswa dirgha plutaha. Ukalaha. U is hraswa, u is dirgha, u is pluta. So this is the difference. Therefore, when you apply savarna saujnya, a, it is including all the syllables, all the savarna syllables, irrespective of the kala. All the 6 hraswa are included, 6 dirgha are included, 6 pluta are also included. All the 18 have come. Okay, 6, 6, 6, udatta, anudatta, swarita, anunasika, ananunasika. Don't bother about the details. Therefore, hasva, dirgha, pluta, all are included in that savarna sutra. But, therefore, when he says a, it means how many, it means what? A, hasva, dirgha, pluta, all the three will come, irrespective of the kala. But if he puts taf besides it, at, tapara. Tapara means taha paraha ismat saha. Bahundi is masa. So the word which has t at the end of it, that means at. Or it could be panchami tatpurusha also. Tat paraha tapara. Following ta. T aim. You know, adem gunaha. At aim. This aim is following t. In the case of at, t follows akara. Therefore, it doesn't matter whether at is coming after the syllable or before the syllable. Wherever it is, it won't allow all the three kalas. It fixes to that particular kala only. Taparaha tatkalasya saujnya. Tatkalasya. Suppose you said at. In that at, that takara, without it, that a could be hraswa or dirgha or pluta. But with it, it applies only for that particular kala. Means hraswa akara only will come into picture. Suppose you say at, only dirgha akara will come. Now hraswa won't come, pluta won't come. Generally pluta is not the issue. Generally hraswa and dirgha are the issues. So without t, it could be hraswa or it could be dirgha. But with t, either if whatever it is that only. If you say at, then it is hraswa akara only. If you say at, it is dirgha akara only. Therefore, a savarna saujnya which applies to all the three kalas is now restricted to a particular kala by adding a t. That is the apavada sutra, exceptional sutra, and that is the general sutra. Okay? Now with this background, now you can understand the vritti easily. Taparastatkalasya tapparaha yasmat saha tatparascha uchyaryamana samakalasya iva saudhyasyat. Taha paraha yasmat saha, which has a takara following, that is at. Tat parascha, which follows takara, like eng. Both are there in adengunaha, both are there. Eng is following takara. At, that akara has a takara by its side. Therefore, at is the example for taha paraha ismat saha. Eng is the example for tat parascha, adengunaha. Uchyaryamana samakalasya iva saujnya syat. It becomes a saujnya to that syllable which has the same time span as it is pronounced. Yeah. When I at, what is the time span? Hraswa. And therefore, the savarna saujnya won't apply everywhere. Only hraswa, akara, say six of them, they will be taken into account. When I say at, dirgha is the kala. As I said, a, dirgha kala I have pronounced, ta fixed. Therefore, once you put ta there, t, that tu will go away, it won't sit there. It is called idvarna, it. It goes away. But even while it goes away, it fixes the kala. That is the purpose. You should not think that at, it, all this it will be sitting there. It will go away. It won't come into the vidhi. But it fixes, it's a marker. The marker will go away, you know. It fixes. So it is like the book is meant for you. I'll put a marker, a sticker I will put. And write your name. And you look at the book and take the sticker out and throw it and take the book. Like that. The dvarnas are like that. At means it fixes the kala as hraswa, and now you know, okay, I should not bother about dirgha, only hraswa only. You understand. Now tu will go away. That is how taparastat kalasya. Therefore, adem munaha, when he said that a, because of that t, it eliminates the dirghanah ప్లుత, ఓన్లీ హ్రస్వ విల్ కమ్. వితౌట్ త్ ఆ మీన్స్ అష్టాదశానాం సంజ్ఞ. దట్ ఈస్ ది స్కీమ్. నౌ అదేం గుణ యూ కెన్ అప్లై దిస్ సూత్ర ఇన్ ది కేస్ ఆఫ్ అదేం గుణ. దెర్ఫోర్ హ్రస్వ అకార దీర్ఘ ఏకార, ప్లుత ఏకార వోంట్ కమ్. దీర్ఘ ఓకార, ప్లుత వోంట్ కమ్. హ్రస్వ ఈజ్ నాట్ దేర్, ప్లుత ఈజ్ ఎలిమినేటెడ్. దీస్ త్రీ అ ఏ ఓ, దీస్ త్రీ ఎలోన్ దే ఆర్ కాల్డ్ గుణ. అదే గుణ. వాట్ ఈస్ ది పర్పస్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ సంజ్ఞ? ఓకే, దెర్ ఈజ్ ఎ గుణ సంధి. నౌ వీఆర్ కమింగ్ టు ఎ సంధి కాల్డ్ గుణ సంధి. సో దట్ సంధి ఈస్ కమింగ్. యూ మే సే ఆద్ గుణ. యు సీ దెర్ ఈజ్ వన్ అధికార సూత్ర. ఇన్ఫ్యాక్ట్ దిస్ ఆద్ గుణ సూత్ర ఈ 6184. ది అధికార సూత్ర ఈ 6181. At the top there is a sutra. Adhikara sutra means in a bunch. The very first sutra is the Adhikara sutra. It comes into every other sutra. In its own place it has no meaning. Just one or two words will be there. They don't have any meaning. But it comes and attaches itself to every other sutra following. That is called Adhikara sutra. And the Adhikara sutra here is Ekaha Purva Parayoho. That is the Adhikara sutra. You see, in Sandhi, there are two, the first one and the last one. Suppose you say Rama Prasalayam. In that Sandhi you have to do. In that Sandhi, Ram has more application. That A, which is ending, which is at the end of the word Rama, that A is the Purva. In Alayam, that Layam has no connection. That which is at the beginning of the word, that participates in the Sandhi. Therefore, in Sandhi, there is a Purva and there is a Para. In Rama plus Alayam, which is Purva? A. Which is Para? A. In Hari plus Ishaha is there. Which is Purva? E. Which is Para? E. So, Purva, Para. Purva, Para, Yoho, Ekaha. దట్ ఈస్ ది పరిభాగ, దట్ ఈస్ ది అధికార సూత్రం. పూర్వపరయో షష్ఠి, షష్ఠి స్థానే యోగ. సో స్థానే యాడ్స్. దేర్ఫోర్ పూర్వపరయో స్థానే ఏక. అండ్ బికాస్ స్థానే హ్యాస్ కమ్, దట్ ఏక విల్ బి ఆదేశ. దేర్ఫోర్ ది పూర్వ అండ్ పర బోత్ విల్ బి సైమల్టేనియస్లీ రిప్లేస్డ్ బై వన్ ఆదేశ. ఇసి దేర్ ఆర్ త్రీ కైండ్స్ ఆఫ్ సంధీస్. Purva is replaced, Para is not disturbed. That is called Purva Rupa Sandhi. Para is replaced, Purva is not disturbed. That is called Para Rupa Sandhi. You must have heard this. Enge Para Rupam, the Para Rupa Sandhi. Purva Rupa Sandhi Kuda is also there. We will come across that. But this is a third variety. In fact, it is coming as the first variety here. Both Purva and Para are replaced by one. Adesha is always one. Only Purva is replaced, Para is not disturbed, Purva Rupa Sandhi. Para is replaced, Purva is not disturbed, Para Rupa Sandhi. Both Purva and Para are replaced. You see, it comes under the category of Ek of Purva Parayoho. All such Sandhis are in one place. That is the Adhikara Sutra. And this Adgunaha comes under that category. And then Ikoyanachi is there. From Ikoyanachi, that Achi comes into here, this. That Achi goes everywhere. That Sankhya, if you see, you can appreciate how it comes. Ikoyanachi, it is 74. But this is 84 it is. So that Achi is coming, the whole bunch it is coming. In the same section, 6174, 6184. So Achi. Aat Panchami. So Aat Tapara, Aat means Akara. It is not Tapara Karanam, it is Panchami Ekavachanam. It is not Tapara Karanam, it is not fixing Ta there, it is Panchami Ekavachanam. A is there. When A means Aichashtadishanam Saunjya. that kind of akarat. Yeah, avarnat, he says. Avarna, it is not hrasva akara or any akara. Avarnat, so panchami means following something. Tasmadityuttarasya, tasminiti niddishte purvasya, tasmadityuttarasya. When you say panchami, something following, that is the meaning. So avarnat achi comes. Achi means achi pare. So avarna is there. Avarna means generally it could be a or it could be a. Plutam is never the issue. Plutam is not, just we counted it, but don't bother about Plutam. In normal examples, Pluta won't come. Where Pluta comes, the rules are different, we will see that. Therefore, a or a, this kind of a situation. For example, Rama plus Alayam, A is there. Or it could be Rama plus Alayam, A could be there. So when Avarna is there, and the Achi is following. Avarnat Achi Pare, Purvaparayoha Ekaha Gunaha Adeshasyat. The first one and the second one, Purva and Para, both are replaced by one Adesha, and that Adesha is always Guna. Guna means it could be A or A or O. We have to choose one of those three. How are you going to choose? Sthanentaratamaha prasakte sati antaratama adeshasyat. That is the vritti, that you have to say sutram like that. You should not simply say sthanentaratamaha prasakte sati sadrushatamaha adeshasyat. Up to that it is not meaningful. So like that you have to say. Anyway, so you have to see among these three which one will fit, that you have to see. It's a combination, you have to carefully see. Purva is there, sthana, how purva sthana, parasthana, keep them there. And look at the three gunas. And which one fit into the place of those two. Like that, you have to decide. Rama alayam is not the example, that is Savarnavarghasandhi example. So Rama ishaha, that could be the example, I will tell that. So this is the guna sandhi. Now you read the vritti. Avarnat achipare purvaparayoho eko gunaha adeshasyat. That is how you have to say. Suppose I ask you, what is guna sandhi? You have to say, at gunaha avarnat achipare purvaparayoho eko gunaha adeshasyat. Up to that you have to say. Then you have known. Simply saying at gunaha doesn't mean anything, you know, because all the anuvrittis, etc., where are they? In at gunaha, they are, in fact, at gunaha has some meaning in it. At is there, gunaha is there. Sometimes you don't have any such thing. Tehe. What are you going to do now? Tehe. What is tehe? So there is so much for it. Once all these conditions are satisfied, the T will disappear. Teha lopasyata, something like that. Even adva parimanecha, what does it mean? Unless you get that vanta and all those things from above. So, the anuvrittis are very important. And so the vritti, the brief explanatory sentence, it includes all the anuvrittis. Now, this I will briefly explain to you. He has given the example of Upendraha. Just you follow the explanation.
Upa plus Indraha. Avarnat Achipare. This is Avarna. E is Ach. Avarnat Achipare. Purva Parayoha Eko Gunaha Adeshasyat. Purva is A. Para is E. Don't bother about nakara. E is para. In the place of these two, eko gunaha adeshasyat. Gunaha means a, a, o. One of these three should come. A akuha visarjaniyanam kanthaha. Ichu yashanam talu.
Now you choose one of these three which fits into these both positions,
because it has to replace both. The paribhasha is the sthanentara tamaha, a is kantha, e daito kantha paru.
Kanthostham. Did you by heart all these things? I have by heart.
Now which one you will choose?
Kanthatalu
you will choose. Because you have to choose one of them which has to replace both A and E. And look at the positions and tell which you have to choose. A you have to choose. Because A is the most appropriate one, antaratamaha, closest to the things that are being replaced. Therefore, A will come. Upendraha. That is how it comes. Gangodakam. Ganga plus udakam. You see here, it is not taparakaranam, avarna. It could be any akara. Therefore, dirgha example he gave. Ganga, purva is what? A. Kara is U. So avarnat achipare. A is avarna and ach is following. U is the ach. Now you have to choose one guna. So a akuhada sajjaniyanam kanthaha U. So ichoshanam talu, U is what? Upupadvaniyanam oshthau. Oshthau is the sthanam for U. Kantha Oshtha. Now Kantho Oshtham. Oh, welcome. Gangodakam. That is the Guna Sandhi. You have finished the Guna Sandhi. Very nice. So you rest here. Study these. So you have done Echoyava Yavaha Vantoyi Pritchaye. Very important sutra. Vantoyi Pritchaye. Then Adva Parimanecha is a very simple sutra. Then Adem Gunaha, Taparastat Kalasya, and then Ad Gunaha. So this much you study well. Again on Monday we'll have the class. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Krishna Arpanamastu.